As fires continue to wreak havoc across California, four major wildfires are also tearing through Colorado. One of them, the Pine Gulch Fire, is the second largest wildfire in state history. It's charred a remote area bigger than the city of Denver. About 100 miles away, the Grizzly Creek Fire has been burning around the scenic Glenwood Canyon for weeks. The fire is more than 40% contained, but the extent of the damage to the canyon is still unknown, and people who love the area are already grieving it. One of them is Glenwood Springs resident Kyle Jones. He spoke to Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg about being in the canyon the afternoon the fire started. He was tubing down the Colorado River when he spotted smoke near Interstate 70.
My first thought was, I've seen a lot of burn scars on the median between the two decks going through the canyon, and this was just another roadside fire. But it quickly became apparent that it was much worse than that. It spread to some of the shrub oak in the area and consumed 10-foot-tall, 15-foot-tall trees about a second apart, just moving right down the median. It was horrifying to watch. The pit in my stomach was heavy. And as we rounded the corner, it jumped underneath the bridge of the upper deck and began to go up the side of the canyon. And within 10 minutes, it was to the top of the canyon and had consumed the entire side of the canyon wall. And the flames were already 20, 25 feet tall. By the time we rounded the next bend in the river and got out of view of the fire, the plume was already hundreds of feet tall. The entire corner of I-70 had been burned. I was definitely choking down tears as we got back to Glenwood. Even with my car being stuck at Grizzly Creek, I was only concerned about the canyon. It just doesn't seem, it seems so much more important what's happening there than any material item. I've been on Facebook for days, refreshing but every minute, it seems like, and it's not, I know it's not healthy, but I've also been going over and watching it from the cross trail off Red Mountain, just because I felt like there were not a lot of updates coming and I wanted to know what was happening by the minute. But when we watched the flames tear over the No Name Ridge and down into No Name, there was, I remember my girlfriend pretty much collapsed and we both cried watching it from the Red Mountain Trail, because it's just, you're so helpless, and it's just such a integral part of what makes living out here so special. And so to watch it go in a matter of seconds, it was incredible. Yeah, it's something I couldn't have imagined. There's such special places. I mean, that No Name Trail is like a rainforest almost, especially in the springtime, and the waterfalls that go through there are so beautiful. And so to think that I can't think of another place in Colorado that has that type of ecology. And I'm someone who's finished the 14ers and has hiked extensively and all the ranges and seeks out like more isolated places. And I've never seen any place like that place. And so the fact that it's gone is tough, and it's hard to imagine what it's going to be when it comes back. It just feels like we're not able to help in any way. And it's super frustrating being on the sidelines when our backyard is on fire like this. Well, you know, piano's my therapy, and so yesterday I played quite the nightmare improv on the piano over at the church I play for, and I think I'll be writing some music for myself to deal with my emotions on it. My roommates and I have already talked about being a part of whatever revegetation efforts take place in the canyon, whether it's reseeding or helping mitigate rockfall or whatever. I mean, whatever opportunities that there are available for us to help, I would like to be a part of. It's definitely a loss, and it's very personal, for sure. And I hope people understand how personal that is, and I hope people understand what a great loss this is for the entire state. I mean, it really is. It's such a huge loss.
That's Kyle Jones, an eyewitness to the start of the Grizzly Creek Fire in Colorado. He told his story to Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg.